This podcast series is made possible thanks to the generous support of the Cooperative of American Physicians. Physician-founded and physician-governed, CAP provides superior medical malpractice coverage and solutions to more than 12,500 California physicians and helps them realize professional and personal success. Upon joining CAP, members receive risk management services, claim support, and a dedicated in-house defense firm, practice management resources, and so much more. CAP has been a long-standing premier LACMA partner and continues to support our members every day. To learn more, visit capphysicians.com. That's capphysicians.com.
So with us today, we have Stephanie Mattis, who I say, you know, oversees LACMA's membership outreach, membership retention, and membership experience initiatives for the entire organization. And Stephanie, welcome to the Clear as Mud podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And this marks the first. You're the first staff person or team member to be on Clear as Mud. So you know what? You're extra special today. it's great to have you because you're no longer relatively new, but I think you still are. So where did you start with LACMA again, Stephanie, just to give our listeners a little bit of perspective?
I started early May of this year. So just a couple of months.
Fantastic. And just give the audience the sort of the depth and breadth of what you do for the organization.
Yeah, so I am the membership engagement coordinator. So, you know, everything that includes everything that's under the umbrella of membership, whether it's trying to engage our members, make them aware of the benefits that come with their membership, and really, like I said, engaging with our partners too, to make sure that they're able to provide those services to our members, because there's a lot of practice needs out there and we just want to be able to provide those solutions.
Yeah, it's great. We're going to get into more of that in a moment, but talk about your background a little bit, sort of like what got you here to this position within LACMA. I think the audience should hear about your history and your expertise as well.
Yeah, so I was in the specialty pharmacy world for over 10 years. I worked with many physician specialists and patients that required life-saving medications for their chronic illnesses, whether it was pre- and post-transplant, myasthenia gravis. So I worked as a middleman between the prescribing physician, the patient, and their health insurance to make sure that these high-dollar medications were approved and quickly provided to the patient. So lots of work in the healthcare industry. And then I also worked at a nonprofit where we launched a program that targeted low-income communities in LA County and helped them acquire health insurance, whether it was Medicare, Medi-Cal, advocating and educating the public on what programs are available and what they're eligible for to make sure that they had health insurance, and overall promoting preventative services.
And what sort of intrigued you about this job? I mean, why did you even take the job at LACMA?
Right. So, you know, a lot of my skill sets that I've learned in the specialty pharmacy world of working with physicians and really concentrating on them providing the quality care that their patients deserve and allowing me, whatever position I may be in, to relieve some of that burden or relieve some of that work so that they can provide that care to patients. And, you know, LACMA, that's what we do, right? We take care of doctors so that they can take care of patients. It's very much a trickle effect. And at the end of the day, yes, I want to help my community. And it really does start with healthcare, make sure that they're getting quality care. And if we can help physicians do their job better, then it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, you just talked about the resources that LACMA provides, and then you talk about the partners. Can you explain a little bit for the audience the difference between, you know, the partners that we have and the resources that we provide?
Yeah. So, wow, we have lots of resources, you know, so any of our members, there is a dual membership, right? So it's with LACMA and CMA. So along with our resources, there are lots of other resources that are provided through CMA. I want to say that our biggest one is our payer assistance program, which will help physicians get the help they need if they're having any payer issues. So that's a great resource. Another resource that we have that I know a lot of members do love is our jury duty concierge. Once again, they may not have time to be calling in every day, so we help assist with that as well. And then there's actual our partners, right, that provide services or products that will directly affect their practice needs or directly fulfill their practice needs. So whether it's staffing shortages, so we have some partners that provide, you know, staffing solutions, whether it's to help them find the right person for their practice in their office, or if it's a billing person that they may need that is okay with having them be remote. We have lots of vetted partners that we work with. A lot of them provide an array of solutions, whether it's staffing shortages, so if they need help finding the right person for their office, whether it's a billing company where they need help to update their AR, you know, that's a big, big issue. We also have partners that can help with web design. That's a big one, right? So if you're having trouble getting new patients, it's probably because maybe there's something going on with your website. Maybe you're not the first one to pop up when somebody Googles a certain specialist in a certain zip code. And we do have vetted partners that can help with those to really provide solutions to really expand your medical landscape.
So you've been involved quite a bit with the new LACMA Solutions portal, which not a whole lot of doctors know about. If I were a doctor talking to you right now for the first time, how would you explain what the LACMA Solutions portal is and how does it impact his or her practice?
Yeah, so our LACMA Solutions portal is our new benefits platform where members can easily access and connect with over 100 of our partners and vendors that, like I said before, are vetted. So they are there to provide them and their practice with assistance, whether it's through exclusive services, discounts, and overall, it's just an addition to LACMA's already existing portfolio. However, the big difference from what we've featured in the past is that this platform includes a member concierge team, which has shown to be a game changer. Our member concierge consists of experts in various healthcare backgrounds, so they're fully equipped to perform needs assessments to our physician members or even to their office administrators and managers, and then take that next step in making those introductions to the right partner or vendor that can perfectly fulfill their needs. So there are two components of the LACMA Solutions portal. So the first is the marketplace, which is a deep dive of all the partners and vendors. And then there's the Rapid Connect, which is a click and go option for when you already know what you're looking for and you just want to get in and get out, right? So, but we've made sure to include subcategories for both options to make it user-friendly, since I mentioned we have over 100 partners listed. So the subcategories make it very easy for you to search for what you're most interested in, whether it's tech, practice management, marketing. It really is a great platform that puts our resources and partner services on the forefront to create that pipeline for our members to get help.
I got to hand it to you and the team for building this entire platform, right? Because it doesn't sort of materialize on its own. So kudos to you and to Noemi and obviously Lisa Lee, the vice president on our team, who's led this effort with our strategic partner, Meridian, as well. How does this entire strategy of solutions connectivity to our membership tie to the Practice Makeover Initiative? How are those two things sort of aligned? Can you explain that a little better?
Yeah, so, you know, our Practice Makeover Initiative, it's an initiative that focuses on providing the $5,000 grants to small independent medical practices. And within that grant and within those recipients, they receive a practice assessment, right, that will highlight any gaps that they may be experiencing within their practice that may need some improvements, right? So that's where we come in. Where do you need the improvements on? Is it staffing? Then we have a partner that can help for that. If it's supplies, you're all constantly running out of supplies and you need help with a better rate, we have someone for that. It really just overlaps and really highlights the need of, you know, solutions for practices to keep going.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, you've only been here for a few months and you've already been on the ground floor of a pretty major initiative for the organization. What excites you now about the next year of your career here within LACMA? What, you know, if you were to talk to one of our board members or to one of our members or even a non-member, what would you say to that person about your role in the future of quote unquote membership going forward?
What I really want to focus on to improve the overall, you know, LACMA experience and to do it within my role is very plain and simple. It's awareness. Awareness to our members and non-members of all the support that LACMA is capable of providing them. You know, the support and help spans across many different categories, as I mentioned before, you know, payer reimbursement assistance, legal services, educational resources, and then, of course, our new member exclusive platform. But the more awareness there is surrounding the benefits and exclusive offers, the more members are able to take advantage and relieve some of their burdens that they're experiencing by allowing us to help.
Do you have any details on how they apply? Do they go to the website, the ladocs.org, or is there an email they're looking at? How does a practice apply for the practice makeover?
Applications are submitted online through lacmainteractive.com. I've actually been lucky enough to speak to some of the previous winners, and it's very inspiring how these practices have been able to use this grant money for updating and improving their practices to better serve their communities, whether it's, you know, updating their phone system, replacing waiting room furniture, or improving workflow, office workflow. It's amazing to see how the makeover kind of transforms the practice.
If I was a non-member, and as you know, there's thousands of non-members in the LA market, what would you say to that individual about, you know, you've already touched on the member experience, you've touched on the LACMA Solutions portal, the marketplace, and Rapid Vendor Connect, and the Practice Makeover Initiative too, which is really groundbreaking for the organization. But how would you sort of summarize all that in a sort of like digestible, attractive way for a non-member?
You know, whether you're an individual practicing physician or part of a hospital or group, I would invite you to come have a seat at the LACMA table. Here, you'll find leadership opportunities by joining one of the many physician-led committees and boards. You'll be able to connect and stay informed by networking with other members of the medical community. And you'll have opportunities to advocate and engage with policymakers concerning public health issues to have your voice heard, right? Because there's much more, you know, to benefits and exclusive discounts, which entails very much engaging with policymakers. And of course, yes, our benefits program, but there's just really so much value to the LACMA membership. So I would invite them to come see what LACMA can do for them.
So Stephanie, we talk about burnout quite a bit. We have a symposium coming up on the topic, February 23rd through the 25th of 2023. You're literally in the foxhole of supporting practices who are suffering from this issue, from doctors who are suffering from this issue. What can you share with the audience about well-being, wellness, and burnout specifically?
Like you said, I believe the greatest challenge that we face, in regards to growth and retention and whatnot, and I hope everyone can attest to that, is burnout. Burnout is very real, and it's affecting everyone across the board, especially our medical community that's been on the forefront of this COVID pandemic for the past 3 years now. And burnout hinders physicians from staying engaged if they're already a LACMA member, or it can stand in the way of non-members from learning more about what LACMA is, because any action needed on the physician's end, whether it's engagement or signing up, it takes time and energy. And if they're experiencing burnout from working long hours, not only because they're seeing patients all day, but because they're also having to deal with other issues that come with running a practice, such as, you know, admin costs, staffing shortages, that creates a roadblock preventing them from taking the necessary steps towards finding solutions to their problems, which, you know, brings me back to what I said I want to focus on, which is awareness of physicians, for physicians that LACMA has solutions, has tools for their practice needs that can in turn help reduce burnout, which, you know, makes me very excited for this symposium that we have coming next year, because, you know, we're really going to tackle this and really shed some light onto that.
Yeah, and thanks for that, Stephanie, too. So again, for our listeners, mark your calendar, save the date, February 23rd through the 25th, 2023 at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center. LACMA will be sponsoring the first ever Southern California Regional Symposium on this topic of burnout. And we will have a number of different guests. Our keynote speaker is going to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra. And Secretary Becerra will be our keynote speaker on the morning of the 23rd. We'll send you information. We've been talking about it for several weeks now, but we talk about it in the Monday RX. You can go to our website to learn more information at ladocs.org. That's ladocs.org to learn more about it. But again, excited about that symposium, first of its kind, part of a series nationally of conversations on the topic of burnout in medicine. Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to add as we close out this episode of Clear as Mud?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know earlier, you know, just speaking out to any non-members, but, you know, I would love to speak out to any current members, active members of LACMA, and just to simply say thank you. Thank you for your continued membership. It's because of you and the members that came before you that has allowed LACMA to celebrate its 151st birthday this year. And it's because of you that we continue to implement new benefits and ideas and adapt to this ever-changing medical landscape that directly affects you. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you ever have any questions or concerns. We're really here to help. You know, LACMA is one team with one goal, which is we take care of you so that you take care of patients.
That's a nice catchy phrase right there. And you really hit it on the head that we're here to help physicians, all physicians, regardless of specialty, regardless of environment, regardless of whatever sort of practice modality they're in, we're here to support them. And we couldn't be doing this without people like you leading this effort. So I'm really excited about the closing of the year and getting into 2023 with your help and your support. You've been a great addition to the team. And so again, thank you for your time. Thank you for being on the team. Thanks for the impact that you've made already in just a few short months. And again, to everyone listening, this has been Clear as Mud. I'm your host, Gustavo Friedrichsen. And our guest today was Stephanie Mattes, who literally oversees our membership experience, membership engagement initiatives for the LA County Medical Association. So Stephanie, thank you again. And Gabe, thanks again for the production team of Gabe and Mike and the team for your help and support. And again, hope everyone has a wonderful and safe week. Thank you again.